circulation now?
Oh yeah.
How's that going? Because I did that only recently, and I was really quick. I as soon as I grabbed the key, I got to yours, and then I let it loose again.
Jenny Spool?
Ricky Spool. Yeah, I had a cage where you needed to find the trackable, and had the trackable basically had a key and a laminated bit of paper with the coordinates on it.
Yep.
And so the top of the cage basically had a bolt going, one of those gate bolts, and just a normal lock on it. So that's what you needed the key for. And what would have been about a year ago now, the last person who found it, it was the day after they found it, they put it in a cage. Someone's come past the next day for the travel bug and it's gone missing. And it's just one of those times where it's just really inconvenient for me to go check the cage it was meant to be in.
Well, it's obviously not going to be in that cage if they know it's missing. So at that point, you just like, you know, you wait a few weeks to hope that someone logs it.
What really annoyed me was that was the only cache that cacher found for the day as well. So if they found, you know, a dozen caches, you can assume, oh, maybe they've just...
Yeah, put it in the wrong one.
Accidentally logged it in the wrong one online and can go, oh, I'll try these ones, see if it's in there. But no, it was one cache for the day, and the next finder came past within 24 hours and it was already gone. And it's just a pain in the ass because
I've got hold of one of them trackballs at the moment with a key attached.
Is it Mudge's one?
That's the one I gave it to you last time.
Which one was it?
Oh, no, you do. You've got the Ryobi Porus one.
Because
I've been watching that and I'm like, oh, I need to get that. Yeah, and you held on to it for many months, INJ.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was just like, when is this guy going to give this up?
I was always finding an opportunity to drop the keys, but I don't want to leave it to an ordinary cache which gone missing. It will happen once.
It says 10Ks and I'm thinking, well.
Because I had that and I got rid of it within like two or 3 days.
When we get the coordinates updated for the Logcast Take 7, that the trackable might be sitting on the table.
Yeah, that would be helpful.
Look where that trackable has been. So I took that to Victoria and up to like Mount Buller and then brought it back.
Oh,
I thought I could just be the person that just drops it in up here.
Yeah. You're a jerk. No, I had on mine the no further north than these coordinates, no further east than these ones. And I reckon the third or fourth person who grabbed the TB, they were, I think, a teenager who wanted to get the TB for the cache, but didn't have time to find the cache and drop the TB again before they went to South America. So they kept hold of the TB and went round South America for a month. And all the caches they found there, they logged it through as visiting.
Yeah.
So I'm there going like, okay, it's not so much the fact you're taking it to South America, but the fact that you're also logging it as well.
But look, the key's got some, you know, it's probably got some more kilometres than Gridge over here has.
I shared some trackables online over 12 months ago and I'm still getting them discovered.
Pinterest has thousands of them.
Oh really?
There's Facebook groups as well.
Pinterest. Go on Pinterest. There's just thousands of images and trackers.
It's such a... So, I don't know. The whole TB thing is like... I don't know. You can waste a lot of time for the sake of their name. If that's what it means, there's like codes hanging around everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like...
It was like the Mega. Remember the Mega? Yeah. The Mega, they just gave you a code list and you just like...
Yeah.
Yeah, like
TVs. I don't know.
I don't really see the interest in them that much.
Yeah.
Like, especially when they can go missing so easily.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
Thank you.
No worries. Bye bye.
Missing a lot.
Yeah.
That's why if I have a TV, I just chuck it in something a bit rare.
Yeah.
So you put a TV in Bathtub Creek.
Yeah, well, anything where I think it's high train, I almost see it as like it's like a nice reward to sort of
yeah.
you know, get people.
And someone, no random, is just going to go and fly.
And that's true,
yeah.
and that's the other thing. At least you know it's going to, you know. Like, I like that's where I sort of thought. But, because then, yeah, and that's the other thing is if you put TBs in like 1-1 drive-bys where it gets found heaps on like a main road, then you obviously got more chances of newbies finding it and
yeah.
then just going missing.
I've had a TB go missing from a TB hotel.
Oh, TB hotels are the death of TBs.
Yeah.
One at Barossa, they name.
Oh, the Barossa, oh, that's on the side of the road in the
yeah.
ground. Yeah.
Yep.
That TB, yeah, that's one of the older TBs.
Yeah, I didn't realise they do, but I also think it's easy for people to cheat things, I think, because if you just go, I'm just going to empty all my TBs in here, and there might be one or two that you might have put next to your bed or whatever
yeah.
sort of thing. So it's, I think there's a part of that that happens. Like
I've seen cases who have like half a dozen TVs and they go, oh, I'll put three in this one. And we could be doing a trail of 30 cases. Oh, I'll put three in this one, I'll put three in that one.
Mm.
And it's like,
someone's going to go along and do the whole trail.
Yeah, and it's almost like, oh, do you know which ones you put in that one? And it's like, oh, no, I'm just locking three in.
Yeah.
So like, well, that's how they go.
Oh, that's stupid.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, like, well, that's how you bloody go missing.
What, putting on the fishing line?
I reckon about 10 track pulls up to the June long weekend.
You had?
Yeah.
Oh, you took them up.
Yeah, and then just dropped them down on the table.
Yeah.
But you put it down to some random cafe table though in the middle of the day, Barnick, so of course they went missing.
No, they've been discovered. No, that was in the...
Oh, the event?
Yeah.
Oh, that's all right then. I thought you meant just put them in, like,
nah.
Hey, here, kids, you know, go for it. They're like presents from Uncle Barnick, you know.
Oh, there was a couple where I actually handed to people. So.
Yeah, when I go to Victoria, I usually take TVs. Otherwise, I just never let go of them.
Yeah, I really want to just get rid of mine.
Like,
so.
I'm going to Victoria in August or going home in September. I'll just, like, keep them till then. Like, I never let go of them. And then they'll go to Victoria and then they'll just do whatever. But otherwise, they just kind of... TVs kind of get to the border and then they come back to South Australia.
Yeah.
It's like South Australians kind of go to the border and then don't.
Mm.
But then Victorians kind of bring them back. It's like... Yeah. It's really odd.
Well, like, I picked up a TV when I was caching in Outer Harbour. And when I got home and I'd logged everything, I picked up the trackable. Next day, I get a message from the owner of it saying, oh, we put it in that cache so another cacher could pick it up who was coming in on one of the ships. And they're just going, why didn't you put...
Oh, it was like tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just like, well, no one noted
that. Don't log it. After it's happened.
Or at least hide it in the bushes.
Yeah, don't put it in a cage.
Don't put it in the cage, in a public cage. But.
Put it in like another cage container nearby.
I've often thought about that. Instead of putting it in like a cage container, like hang it near to the cage or...
The TB, and then someone's got to find the TB.
Mm.
And how are they going to find the TV?
That'd be horrible.
And TV would just
yeah, that'd be
missing.
So bad. Because you're like, TV's missing, and there's like, it's camouflaged as a tree
or
somewhere.
It's hard enough
like
finding cases at times.
In the container. That, you know, if you look
just,
around somewhere.
Just so you know, I never look in containers. I just go up, there's a logbook, stamp it, shove it back in, and go again.
Yeah.
So how is your spool one then? Your Jenny spool then, or Ricky spool, whatever. Is it going around then? Like, is it?
No, it hasn't moved since you dropped it off in.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's not publicize.
Did you
that.
Put it all the way up there?
Yeah, that's when I did drop my new cage down up there.
Okay.
But it's in a good one, like good spot, so no one's gonna.
So
TV's
in Hurdles Multi in in corn.
No.
No.
In,
it's in a multi.
Oh, you can search for it, but it's in the Onkaparinga.
Ah, down there.
Yeah. Good. That's not a bad one, actually.
Yeah. But yeah, like it.
Pretty easy find.
I've sort
be
of been keeping an eye on it because, like, I don't want it to go missing again.
Yeah.
But yeah, it hasn't moved since you dropped it off. So.
Well, that one was. Hadn't had a lot of love, I think. I think I even commented on that.
Yeah, I think, like.
It's a pretty easy one. Because it's only one waypoint, and it's just...
Yeah, it's literally just, like, you find the travel bug.
Have you done that one?
Which one? Oh, the multi, sorry.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I have.
Mm.
I need to...
On Caprini's too fast, yeah.
Have you ever found a TB which has got rather a large item attached to it?
Yeah, a minion.
Which one?
a minion. It was a minion. It was about this big. Oh, now I said, can you take this to Australia? I said, it can stay here. And this was in Ballarat. They were like, no one ever. I was like, I'm leaving. See ya.
I found a TV with a vehicle attached to it. So, but I couldn't take that.
Yeah, so,
like,
yeah. The last TV.
Yeah. I went to
Toyota. Car.
Yeah. Toyota, but they don't give me the keys.
Yeah. I just wanted the TV. I didn't care about the vehicle, you know.
Well, if you're quick enough, you can grab his bag, because that's got a bug on it.
Oh. Well, that's good. Oh, so... Yeah, right. So does your bag, like, disappear in visit caches? And then you're like, oh, damn it, my bag. And then you, like, run after it, trying to catch the person. Like, they're on a power trail. So you're trying to, like, you know, get ahead of them sort of thing to, like, get my bag back.
No, I got that from...
Power trails.
That's my job for next week.
I just got that from Alex the Squirrel.
Right, yeah.
Years and years ago. And it was only when I started, like, using a caching bag. I thought, oh, I'll stitch that on. And it's sort of it's a nice way to visualise, like, the caches you visited and just see your caching habits. Because if you're logging through GSAC, you can just set the travel bug to visit all.
Mm.
And sort of automatically visits all your finds and the tendered and everything else. So you can just sort of see on the map, oh yeah, I went, that's where I was caching. It just makes a nice visual.
Mm, definitely.
Power trust, I'm done. I'm sick of them.
Oh, yeah.
Where's Ben? Like,
oh, he's overseas. He's Europe.
Ben's in Germany.
That's right, yeah.
He's in Germany.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did see a...
He's in Wank.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
He put up a photo.
It
was a sign that just had Wank on it.
There you go. That's who it is. Getting a bit of action.
Yeah, so it's good that... So it's the usual panel at Barnex podcast today with special guest Munja. I've always been meaning to ask Munja, is the J silent? Is it like Munya?
No,
or
it's Munja.
Munja?
Yeah,
okay.
It's a hard J.
Yeah, okay, it's a hard J, not a soft J?
No.
Or not a silent J?
No.
Not a silent N for Munja? Munja?
No.
No? Okay.
It was a nickname I got in primary school.
Munja?
Munja.
Hey.
So.
Yeah. Kids can be cruel, can't they?
No,
I was needing a caching name because Muzza was already taken.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go through the Muzza 001, 002 until I got one. So.
There's a few caching names that are quite similar.
Like Fridge.
No one has a similar name to me. Well, you can change your name to whenever. So.
Well, sometimes I scroll through logs and stuff like that and I and J and J and J.
Yeah.
And it's
One's
Chinese and another one's just.
Well, I heard they were nemesis, like the nemesis, so they. Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah. That's just what I heard. You can't argue with that.
I don't know, I've never met J and J, so.
Yeah. So, there you go. So that's TBs.
Yeah.
So, because there's a few that I'm watching, like we're saying, with the kids, the Roby, and a few others actually
done
that.
I've done that.
I literally got
if the weather's
rubbish, I got your key the day after
the
weekend. I literally purposely drove to a cage.
If
and
my
like,
dog doesn't
have
a concussion,
oh, yeah. And then
you can
put it out for your
it,
event
like, 2 weeks later
in the creek outside that next one.
But I've done the Wiggles. All your spool ones.
The Wiggles? The spools? Have you done the spools?
I've done all the spools.
How have you done Ricky's spool?
I did it when I first moved to Adelaide.
I literally
arrived in Adelaide the next day. I woke up and found the key.
Because
I actually purposely like, I need a TB. What's this thing?
Yeah.
What's this sort of case?
Yeah, because I try and target the TBs where, because like you know,
I've got one of the under the grill pieces at home.
I've had the back key.
What?
You've
had the back. Oh, I need wait list. Watch this.
I was
going to say, because that's been missing. And if you've like, oi, casually just drop in, I've got the back key. Like, it's you, Barnick.
Someone else
has asked, you know, like, if any of you've heard of it or.
Oh, it's gone.
I've done
history.
It, but I did that years and years
ago. It's history.
Yeah, I think it's, like.
Kiko? We did Kiko. We did that the other day, didn't we? Kiko, the whale?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, but yeah, so obviously it's like, because I think there was a comment made about they were going to do maintenance on it to replace the key. But then I seem to recall that's been sort of dead for the last.
If you go AWOL in caching, then you kind of just got to archive those sort of caches.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And it's all like, I've always felt like if you're going AWOL in caching, at least make the effort to.
Or try and transfer.
Adopt out your caches.
This is a guy, talking about adopting, a guy in Tasmania, he'd moved to Queensland a couple of months ago. And he's like, I'm going to archive all my caches. And I said, they're probably the best ones in Launceston.
Yeah.
I said, adopt them. Like, someone in Launceston. And then we said, no, I don't want to adopt them. I want space freed so I can put a cache there. It's like, they're actually really good caches. So just.
Yeah.
And then so they went on Facebook and people started, like, adopting them, but a lot of them have been archived.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, if it's like,
and he's not going to go and take the cache because he lives in Queensland now.
Yeah.
So there's just now it's technically just rubbish sitting.
Yeah.
There's like a 40-gallon drum full of like stuffed toys. It's like the logbook's in there somewhere, and that got archived. So like, and
what?
It's in the middle of like Brackenfern in the middle of nowhere. So
yeah.
No one's going to go and find this thing.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, like when I put one of my caches out, I put it where a previous one was that had been archived, because the CO is now back in Queensland.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure. So I think he, just because he couldn't maintain his caches, if once they had problems and like it was reported that they needed maintenance, he just archived it.
Yeah, like
so,
I think like Zitheron's doing pretty much.
Yeah. So, like, yeah, he would just archive. He wouldn't he'd go, oh, well, no, I can't maintain it. I'll archive it, which I can kind of understand. But obviously, because he's in Queensland, he doesn't pick up the bloody containers. So I thought, oh, yeah, that was actually, I thought, yeah, that's a good spot for a cache. I'll put one out there and make it a puzzle. And just hide mine where his was and rocked up. I thought, I wonder if his old cache is still there. Sure enough, it was. Lid bloody caved in. It's just like logs.
Did you log it?
No, I'd already found
it
because it was really, it was within a K. It was within a K of my place. So I'd found it years ago. I just thought, oh, you wonder if it's still there. Sure enough, it was completely destroyed. But.
Because what I found, that was a cache I found. And so you're talking about a different one.
There's a 5.3 multi still up in the hills, still sitting there, waiting to be found. I'm the last finder. Got an archive like 2 years ago. I found it last year.
Yeah.
It's just containers in perfect condition, and it's not going to get broken because it's in a log. So
okay, yeah, like surely situations like that where it's been archived, and you're going and finding it, like surely you'd be able to petition GCHQ and say, "Hey, look, I'm willing to adopt this cache," or you know, like,
oh, well, this one got archived because the signs got all like taken down. It was a multi,
yeah.
So. But the cache is still there, and it's 5 difficulty, so...
Oh, okay.
I took it. I'll go on 5. Yeah, I was like, is it still there? Which it was.
I came across a log on a cache, which I go past from time to time, and they've said that it's missing. This is the CO is actually logged that it's missing.
Mm.
And I've actually gone past, and it's still there. And I was sort of thinking, oh, you know, should have sent him a message and say, well, you know, it's still there.
Yeah, I reckon.
Is it some novice or is it a...
No, someone who's been at it for a while.
Mm.
No, I'll just put a right note.
Yeah,
or just leave it and it'll sort itself out.
Yeah. Is it one you've already found or...
Yeah.
All my caches are good, so...
Well, I reckon...
They rarely get found, don't they?
My Tassie ones never get found.
Friend,
exactly, that's what I just said.
One of my caches the other day, which I was thinking, oh, no, that's gone missing. I reckon I better go and do a maintenance run.
Where he logged a DNF?
No, he logged that he found it, so I thought...
Yeah,
because it's funny, I've got, like, 3, and people have been finding 2 of them, but not all 3 of them, and I'm thinking... On, like this one, it's not that evil, so
I never log DNFs. So.
Well, I do, depending on why I didn't find it.
Mm.
In the sense that, like, there's some, like, I won't log DNFs if I rock up and there's a whole lot of muggles hanging around GC, GZ.
I'll like log a do not find, but I'll say, you know, light fading, you know, battery's flat.
Yeah,
that's enough for the day.
Or likely still here, just didn't get enough time to.
I didn't find it, I was searching for ages. I'll say, well, had a good search but couldn't see it. Might just be too tricky. Or if I'm dead certain it's not there, like I'm.
Yeah, if it's dead certain it's not there, it's
like
the needs maintenance.
If you're following a couple of do not finds,
yeah,
and you think, oh, I'll go and have a look for this, even though the last three people haven't been able to find it, and then you look and, well, one find's got 300 finds, one's got 12.
Oh, yeah, so that.
You know, so
I've gone under about 200, about 500 finds, and I just disregard it.
Yeah.
It's like my Tassie one. I've got a cache that's a bison tube up a tree. And it's got two DNFs, and obviously when you get two DNFs, it comes up on your geocaching.com that this cache may need attention. And so you've got to put an owner's maintenance switch.
I had a log which I should show you guys because you might be able to decipher it, because I've got no idea what this person means.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
Ah, which cache is it?
Was it lucky number 7? Yeah.
Whereabouts? Have I found it?
Yeah, I reckon you have, because you've done stuck in the middle. I reckon someone cut the tree down.
It's lucky 7?
Yeah.
Did you say lucky 7?
Yeah.
That was pretty quick, wasn't it? Was it a... How long ago was the log?
In the last few days.
Memeing after workout, good shit. Is that the lock?
Yeah, probably.
Memeing after workout, good shit. What a log.
Yeah.
just paddling with the bros.
Oh, I had a few good logs lately. Smiley face.
Us.
A T. So.
Well,
I don't know what
you get, you'll get FireSafe and Dork that'll just put like found with Oregon, or you'll get.
Yeah, like they've got that.
Or a Freddo log or something like round and round the pepper tree.
He's a good. Some of most of his. And you can tell if it was a bad cache. Cause
so, while you've got that there, go to in the corner and have a look at Freddo's log, something about round and round the
in
pepper
the corner.
Tree. Yeah.
Stuck in the middle?
Nah, in the corner.
So whereabouts? Near it?
Yeah.
Garlic? No, too far away.
Yeah, coming back.
Deal. Flash, don't get caught. In the corner.
Yeah.
Torn after rain. Freddo, interesting drive-by.
Oh,
that means it wasn't very good. What you heard?
Find log.
Find log?
Yeah.
Find log sign?
Yeah.
These are all good deep terrains. Ran around the rugged pepper tree, roamed the rugged, ruddy cake cache.
Yeah.
I never go up that way.
Any of you members of, I think it's a Facebook site, Funny Logs or something?
Nah. I replaced the cache in Smithfield the other day.
You did some maintenance, Gridge.
I wanted to find.
Oh.
It was obvious.
So you did a throwdown.
I literally did a throwdown.
Oh.
It was gone. Like, the maintenance people had just come through and they were working their way through the cemetery.
So did you just replace it and then just log as a right note?
They weren't active anymore, so I was going to get archived, so I just chucked it.
So did you log it as a find?
Yeah.
Which is against the geocaching rules.
Cemetery.
Smithfield Cemetery.
Yeah.
That was a chamois container sitting on top of the ground.
Yeah, that's would have gone, because they've rebuffed it all.
It's still there.
It's got geocache.
Yeah, it's got geocache.
It's long gone, that's history.
And look, but with that though, like if they're inactive...
Spoiler, sorry folks.
If they're inactive, there's no... Like, I don't think you should be throwing the containers down, because who's going to maintain it? You going to maintain it?
Nah. I'm just keeping it going for another 5 years.
Well, who says it's going to sit there for another 5 years?
Well, not me.
Exactly, because now you've...
If it goes missing, it goes missing.
What do you think? What are you thinking, Muncher?
Oh, I think, like, if the person's inactive...
But it's a one and a half. It's a rare DT.
So, it was like the one that...
Need it for me next loop.
It's like the one that you found near one of my caches.
That's the one I was just saying 10 minutes ago to you. And you looked at me with, like, you know, astonishment is what I was talking about.
Yeah, well, like, yeah, because, you know, you found one that had been archived.
Yeah.
That was still there.
Mm.
But realistically, because, like, when Wayne and a few others went by and couldn't find it, they said, can the CO check? And there was no response, and eventually it just got archived because... Yeah, the CEO's not going to be there looking after it. And I think unless you're willing to maintain it on their behalf.
That's gone. How is it? There's a cache near your house called CC Hood in the park. I reckon that's gone. Splice and Juvenile Tree.
CC Hood. Is that traditional?
Yes.
Hidden at the back of the reserve?
No, on the roadside.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm just making the point that, you know, throwing a throw down and then logging it as a find is against geocaching rules.
Yeah.
So, depends who you cache with.
Well.
It depends.
Like, the rules. Yes. So I'm going to
dispute. There's interpretations that. And then there's
rules.
Fredo said you're allowed to. Do we replace any on our trip?
Well, we shouldn't.
Nah, he wanted to, and he's like, "No, let's just get rid of this."
I mean, like, yeah, sure. If like, if the CEO is active and gives you permission to replace it, that's fine.
But like, you know,
it's a weird thing.
Just keep it going, like, and if people
I can understand.
Like, if my cache went missing in like 3 or 4 years, and then someone else replaced it, and then it just keeps going and going, and that's just an active community, like, in Tassie, obviously, I'm there kind of every 6 months. So I think if my cache goes missing, like, I'm not going to get there in a flash.
Yeah,
like, it'd be good if someone replaced it for me, which they did the other day.
But you're still active, so if someone says it's not, says they can't find it, you'd still be able to confirm if it's there or not.
Mm.
Yeah.
And if it's gone missing, you can still say, you can replace it for me if you want. I'm happy for you to do that.
Yeah.
The main thing is you're still active and contactable.
Yeah.
As well. It's when you get these people who...
They put out like 10 hides.
Yeah.
Got 10 finds.
Because the problem with your methodology, Bridge 98, is that, you know, like, you know, I'll come past and they'll be like, there's 3 caches here. Like, you know, and it's only because you had a poor search, you know, during your initial visit.
Right.
And then I'm like, oh, you know, I don't want more
but
free
like,
containers.
You want 3 foil smiley face.
It was
disabled,
like, it had a cross on it or something. So Shingle had come along and gone, this needs attention.
Because okay, I heard the story of Acacia who
got banned basically for doing what you just did.
Well, no, it's a different thing. But
imagine
like,
if you got banned for like
doing maintenance.
But no, like this Acacia was out like 20 km away from Adelaide or more further, and they were doing a Acacia run, and they were searching for one, and they, you know, half an hour later they hadn't found it. They had the CEO's phone number. So they've called up the CO and said, hey, look, we've been here half an hour. Do you mind giving us a hint? And he said, oh, it's about here.
By the way, for our listeners at home, Munch has done the phone symbol to himself as he's telling that story. Go on. That was important. Yeah.
So like, this person's called up the CO and it's like, this is where we're looking. Can you give us a hint? And Cash only goes, oh, yeah, you're looking in this area. It's like, oh, are you meaning at the bottom of this? And he's like, yes. Obviously not there. So the CEO goes, you know what? I'm happy for you to replace it. And apparently people cracked the shits at this person for replacing it. Because someone else came along and found the one that she put down and then found the original under about...
Under
a foot of gut, you know.
I actually can't say in all seriousness, because then I've been one where I've actually done a cache and someone replaced it, talked to the CEO, thought that it was missing, got permission to replace it, and then I remember coming, this was actually Sushi Lord's Royal one, as a multi in near Hunley. And I end up like going and anyway, and then I compared to the logs in the logbook and then basically seeing like, hang on, like the last finder was like 4 years ago. And then I'm like, well, Jess, it's got to be around here somewhere, sort of thing. We found the other one. And so that's why, unless it's absolutely remote and, like, you know, obviously it's pretty obvious. But even then, interpretation through phone, I think, can still miss it.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, the CEO should be the only one that should replace it for those reasons, sort of thing. Otherwise, I don't know, people are so desperate to get a find. And if they're the first one or two people that are like, oh, no, it's definitely gone, all that, I'm like, well, give it a series, give it 4 or 5 DNFs and go, okay, well, now let me start thinking about trying to replace it. I don't know.
Because like one of my first sites got DNF'd and someone's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's not there. So I thought, oh, well, I'll give it a... It's on my way home. I'll stop, have a look. Sure enough, it's still there in the obvious spot. And they were just blind to the bat.
So that, yeah, exactly right. And so that's why when you got people... like Grid 98 and I were talking about a Pirates one down at Mount Gambier, and yeah, sure, it hasn't been found for 3 years, but then you were the first DNF on it and then logged a maintenance on it. I'm like, well, give it a few people to try to, and you know, maybe you just weren't looking properly like you have in the past.
I think you've got to pay attention.
Was it? You better do a bit of a spill because we've got a few people watching our live podcast.
Oh, gosh. I'm not good in front of the camera. I wore all my trackies and like thinking that like this is all going to be...
I'm blurring out.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think you've got to pay attention to like whether DNFs are coming in groups as well, because I think there was one story I heard where there was a group, I think 6 caches rocked up to a cache, realised it was one they needed the ladder for, and just thought, oh, I'll log a DNF, and they all individually logged a DNF saying they arrived and not realising they needed the ladder. And I think it was, but someone suggested the needs archive, and it's like, oh, you got 6 DNFs.
Oh, so they're idiots then.
Can't be found. It's like, well, if you look at the...
Yeah, they actually read the content of the DNF.
Look at the DNFs.
Yeah.
If they're all on the same, date, and they're all, the content's all saying the same thing, forgot the ladder, couldn't reach the cache. It's still there, they just technically didn't find it.
No, exactly right. So, yeah, like, anyway, I guess that's the problem about then. You got stuff like the Rocket and what's that other one? That's the Heart, the Rock, School of Rock or Hard Rock or whatever.
Where's that?
You know, the one where it's got like a million DNFs and no first to find yet.
Eagle Rock.
Eagle Rock, yeah. So, there you go. All right.
Yeah, and that's why, like, generally I won't say anything, or I'll just write a note.
Because,
You know, I've had that before where I've rocked up to a cache, started looking, and then seen the terrain for it, and it's a T5, and I'm like, oh, it's a ladder cache, looked up. I can see it up there. Yeah, I can see the caches there. So it's not like I can spot the cache. I just can't sign the lock. So I put a note saying, "Oh yeah."
Yeah. So I think that's fine. That's a problem. Like a DNF is like...
See, you found. Yeah. See,
I'd say they're right notes. Sort of moments. They're like you actually did find it. You just weren't able to access it.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
Well, it's like I can see it, I just can't technically find it because I can't sign the log. Similar with caches that are in playgrounds. Like, I've rocked up at playground caches where you've got...
And then they get my bag of lollies out of the glove box and say, hello.
Yeah, and then the mum like yells at you and you're like...
I've got lollies for your kids.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound creepy at all, mate. You know, just... Jeez, why don't you drive a white van while you're at it? Just, hey, kid, do you want this candy?
There's nothing wrong with your Starburst slap dunk lollies.
But yeah, like I've rocked up to playgrounds where you've got half a dozen mums with a dozen kids running around. And, I'm a single male. Like, it's just going to look...
Red King.
It's just going to look really weird and me just that, searching around.
I
swear that
way. I went to find this cache one time, and it was at some type of sports oval.
Yeah.
And I parked in the wrong car park, which would have worked out for the next cache that I was going to get.
Yeah.
So I park the car, I walk across the oval, yeah. And you know, counting down, and I'm thinking, oh, you know, another couple hundred metres. Then I'm there. Oh, look, there's another car park. Oh, look at all the people rolling up. Next thing, all these cars roll up. They must have met somewhere or were at McDonald's. And then, you know, it's time to start playing. Eight cars, you know, seven kids pile out of each car,
yeah.
and they're all running out. And I'm thinking, well, you know, I just walked like 300 metres to get this cache, and I'm like 5 metres away from what do I do?
Yeah. It's like situations like that where I just don't even bother attempting it. That's more of like, I'll write a note saying, didn't feel comfortable attempting the cache with all the children present.
Well, in the end, I kept going. I thought, I'll see if I can see it. Sure enough, I could see it, and I thought, maybe someone hasn't put that where it's supposed to be, because surely that's not it.
Mm.
Just walked
and
up to it.
I walked up,
sign.
I grabbed it, and then I went down to like a table. I sat down, I pulled it apart, wrote my name in the log, got online, and then I thought, no, that's pretty well much where it is, because I read a couple of the logs, and I thought, yep, went and stuck back, and I thought, geez, don't think that's going to last.
Well, that's where, like, I find it handy. You know, you wear high-vis shirt and work pants. Most of the time, unless parks or wherever you are is completely, quite crowded, people is going to assume you're a council worker or a contractor.
Yeah.
So I know I had to
access all areas
yeah.
with high-vis and a clipboard.
Yeah.
High-vis, clipboard, and a ladder. And you even get people open the door for you.
Mm.
So I had someone tell me the story that they found a cache in the CBD with a muggle sitting 1-2 metres away from them, just because they had a clipboard and the high-vis vest on.
I do that all the time without any of that stuff. And then there's a Freddo technique that
just do it. Hey, how you going? Do you come down here often?
Yeah.
Guys in Melbourne. We should add.
Yeah,